Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama has not ruled out the possibility of an immediate lifting of anti-Iran sanctions if Tehran and the P5+1 reach a nuclear deal. Obama was responding to a question on Tehran's demands for an immediate removal of sanctions.
How sanctions are lessened, how we snap back sanctions if there's a violation. There are a lot of different mechanisms and ways to do that. Part of John's job and part of the Iranian negotiator's job and part of the P5+1's job is to sometimes find formulas that get to our main concerns while allowing the other side to make a presentation to their body politic that is more acceptable. Our main concern here is making sure that if Iran doesn't abide by its agreement, that we don't have to jump through a whole bunch of hoops in order to reinstate sanctions. That's our main concern. And I think that goal of having in reserve the possibility of putting back and applying forceful sanctions in the event of a violation, that goal can be met. And it'll require some creative negotiations by John Kerry and others, and I'm confident we'll be successful.
Obama made the remarks during a joint press conference with Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi at the White House. He also warned that walking away from a fair deal with Tehran would make the world question the wisdom of maintaining sanctions against Iran. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and President Hassan Rouhani have both ruled out a final nuclear deal with the P5+1, unless all sanctions are lifted right after an agreement is signed.
Earlier, we spoke to Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist, about U.S. President Barack Obama's recent comments and how he saw the possibility of a final deal between Iran and the P5+1 group of nations.
Yes, I'm cautiously optimistic, and I think that we saw a positive hint from President Obama that is tantamount to a small step in the right direction in light of all the wrong directions that the U.S. Congress has recently taken, and the White House has acquiesced to that. So this is a timely small corrective move by President Obama that hopefully will not be contradicted tomorrow, because the Americans have made an art of self-contradiction. So I am optimistic, and I think that there is enough momentum generated toward the final deal that will be the subject of the talks as they resume in Vienna next Wednesday.